Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-E-S, Rice, R-I-C-E. Let's see, this is a 90-year-old woman being evaluated for hospice care, period. Patient is, I'm sorry, she's 92, right? She was born in 1930. So that's, 92-year-old woman. She has a history of end-stage dementia, hypertension, chronic renal deficiency, DKD. Patient is total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinence. Recent hospitalization indicates that patient has had significant weight loss, as well as encephalopathy related to her out-of-control hypertension, period. The paragraph records indicates that she is from Cleveland, Ohio. She has two children, never has had a history of extensive smoking or drinking in the past, so, period. This is under social. Today, she's only oriented to person. She doesn't know where she is or what year this is or anything else. She's very confused. The caretaker tells me that she does eat, but has her appetite has been diminishing in the past week or two, period, since hospitalization. Medical issues, encephalopathy related to blood pressure being out of control, CKD, weakness, bowel and bladder incontinence, confusion. New paragraph, patient also sleeping over 20 hours a day and sleeping in bed, staying in bed, period, most of the time. Her medications include valsartan, 160 milligram a day, Synthroid, 50 microgram a day, atorvastatin, 10 milligram a day, donepezil, D-O-N-E-P-E-Z-I-L, 5 milligram a day, metformin, 500 milligram a day. Recent surgery, none. Review of system as above. Allergy, none. On exam, we find Ms. Dolores to be confused, a very thin 92-year-old woman. It appears to be in no distress. Blood pressure is 160 over 90. Heart positive, slow positive is 2. Lungs clear but shallow breath sounds. Abdomen soft. Skin feels decreased turgor. Neurological non-focal. Right shoulder, range of motion is diminished. Patient has been complaining of pain in the shoulder and mild crepitus noted about the AC joint. Assessment here, we have a 92-year-old woman with advanced dementia, as it's evidenced by sleeping 20 hours a day, confusion, increased confusion, only oriented to person, bowel and bladder incontinence, weight loss, history of protein, calorie malnutrition during last hospitalization, ADL dependency, patient meets the criteria of dementia and hence hospice placement. Patient most likely expected to live less than 6 months, period. Hypertension controlled at this time on current dose of medication. Next number may consider discontinuing D-O-N-E-P-E-Z-I-L at this time. Next number may consider metformin, since patient's appetite has diminished so much. Next number, keep patient comfortable with hospice at the current facility. Family has also desires no further hospitalizations or heroics, including PEG-2 placement for Ms. Rice at this time of her age. Thank you.